With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. First distribution of aid beginning this weekend, rolling off a newly built U.S. pier in Gaza. UN officials have not said where the truckloads of food would be going. In the meantime, a key member of the U.S. National Security Team meeting this weekend with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The House has delivered a strong rebuke to President Biden for pausing a shipment of bombs to Israel, bypassing legislation that seeks to force the weapons transfer. Kansas GOP Senator Robert Marshall says many of the Chinese workers who have crossed the border illegally under President Biden's watch are actually working on Chinese-controlled marijuana farms, just one part of a major criminal enterprise.
So this is big business. You know, hundreds of billions of dollars probably between the human trafficking and the drug trafficking. Even the fentanyl trafficking that the Mexican cartels are doing, the Chinese are in charge of the money laundering on the back side of that.
Senator Marshall interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, a U.S. Navy strike group's flagship aircraft, the USS Ronald Reagan, leaving Japan.
The carrier is wrapping up nearly 9 years of deployment in the Indo-Pacific, where it served a key role in the U.S. effort to bolster defense ties with Japan and other partners in the region. The departure of the USS Ronald Reagan on Thursday saw family members and friends of the crew waving the vessel off in speeches by officers and the U.S. ambassador. It comes at a time of growing tension in the face of increasingly assertive China in the Indo-Pacific. The carrier will be replaced later this year by the USS George Washington.
That is Keith Peters reporting. Houston cleaning up following strong storms. At least 7 people are dead. This is SRN News. A victory for free speech in California.
Libraries across the nation allow all kinds of groups to use their conference rooms, even drag queens, to read picture books to children. But last summer, when Moms for Liberty tried to host a discussion of transgenderism in sports at Yolo County Library, officials shut them down. Alliance Defending Freedom threatened a lawsuit and the library system's back down, agreeing not to violate the free speech rights of conservatives or Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker has condemned abortion during a commencement address at Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. He delivered a 20-minute address at the Catholic Private Liberal Arts School, which is near Kansas City. He warned graduates about things like IVF, surrogacy, euthanasia, as well as support for the degenerate cultural values promoted by the media. This is SRN News. They are out there, hiding in fields and lawns. It's tick season.
There could be a bumper crop of ticks because of another mild winter, among other factors. Experts are mostly concerned about an increasingly common tick that's known to spread debilitating Lyme disease. Infection rates for Lyme disease start to peak this month, with symptoms setting in anywhere from 3 to 30 days after the tick bite. Ticks are found in wooded areas and in nearby grassy areas. Rich Thomason reporting.
Honolulu's former top prosecutor has been found not guilty in a bribery case that alleged employees of an engineering and architectural firm bribed him with campaign donations, that in exchange, allegedly, for his prosecution of a former company employee. A jury deliberated 2 days before finding him not guilty. More details at SRNnews.com.